Hi, what's your name?
My name is Salamin.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
How was your situation in the last days? What did you do?
Nothing, just her. I speak Arabic because
yeah,
this
you
is
can do. Yeah.
ما بعرف لكن جيت هنا فانتمينيا والوضع لقيته سيء وضع سيء كثير وضع سيء وما في مكان نرقد وهذا كل شيء.
Did you do you try to cross the border?
Yes, I try one time.
One time.
Yeah. But they take me back.
Okay. How old are you?
24.
And where are you from?
I'm from Chad.
Where are you going to?
I'm going to England.
Are you alone?
Yes.
So you don't have family here?
No, I don't have.
But did you have family in your hometown?
In my country? Yes, of course. I have.
How did you come to Italy?
I come by airport, airplane.
And since when are you here?
3 days ago.
Where did you sleep right now?
In the street. No, there is no place here to sleep. I have to sleep in the street.
What problems are there to be in Italy?
I don't know because I am new here and I a lot of things I don't know exactly, but I come here but I want to try to go France, then after I go England because I don't like to stay here.
Why?
Because here is very bad, a lot of people they sleep in the street, there is no work, there is people hungry, no food to eat, there is a lot of things bad here.
What did you do in Chad, in your home country?
Nothing. I live in village, outside. Yes, I live in village outside. I don't do nothing.
And why did you come here?
Because of the problem. We have problem there. That's why I come here. If I don't have problem in my country, I didn't come here. But I have problem.
Do you want to explain more?
No.
Okay. Do you have wishes or hopes for England?
Yes, I hope. I hope to go there. Because my brother there.
Ah.
Yes, and I want to go there because they are help people. It's not like Malta or France or Italy. A lot of people, they tell me they help people, you know. But here they don't help people. Help people sleep in the street. No, nothing they do. They don't eat. They don't do nothing. It's bad. It is very bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to explain more how it was when you tried to cross the border? Like it was this.
No.
No. Okay. Do you have something you demand politicians? Because you said in Italy it's a bad situation. You said you hope in England that it's a better situation for you.
Yes, because England is the only country that help people.
Yeah.
They give you when you sleep, they give you everything to help you. But here nobody help somebody else. And you see.
Mm-hmm.
The people sleep in the street.
And did you apply for asylum?
Here?
Yeah, here or somewhere else?
Malta.
In Malta?
Yes.
And how was it? Did it...
They gave me reject.
Okay.
Reject.
Mm. So now you have... you can't go further. Do do you have to apply again in England?
Yes, I want to apply again.
So good luck for that.
Thanks.
Do you have something else you want to tell?
Like what? I don't know.
Something about your life or your situation?
I have a lot, but English I can't explain. If someone asks me Arabic, I can speak, you know, but like this, you ask me by English, but I don't understand exactly what you know. That's why I can't explain to you all my situation, you know.
If you want, you can tell in Arabic.
Yes, but you have to ask me by Arabic.
I can show you the questions in Arabic. Do you want to read them again?
Yes. ما عملت شيء جيت لقيت الوضع سيء وعندي 3 ايام في ايطاليا داير احاول مره ورجعوني عمري 24 I'm from Chad انا من تشاد اريد اذهب لانجلند نعم يس No, لا عندي ولد عمي في بريطانيا في انجلند وصلت من مالطا الى ايطاليا بالطيارة وصلت الي 3 ايام في ايطاليا وطبعا الوضع سيء هنا ناس راكدة برا وحتى بالليل مطر وجيعانة ناس جيعانة ما في خدمة ما في يعني الوضع سيء كتير عبرت من مالطا الى ايطاليا فقط حاليا بالنسبة للنوم برقد تحت الكوبري بتاع ايطاليا طبعا ما في غطا وصقع وما في اكل والحياة صعبة والله المشاكل طبعا مشاكل هلبة يعني ما مشكلة ما مشكلتين تواجهها مشاكل هلبة يعني تقعد بالجوع تقعد بالعطش تقعد من غير غطا راقد في الكناسة وضع سيء هل لديك أحد من عائلتك في بلدك؟ نعم عندي أهلي أمي وأبوي أخواني أخواتي كلهم عايشين الحمد لله لديك تواصل مع عائلتك؟ نعم يس أتواصل معهم ماذا كنت تفعل في بلدك الأم؟ ما في شيء أعمله فقط طلعت من بلدي بسبب المشاكل وصلت أول دولة وصلت مالطا ومالطا معاملتها سيئة عنصريين ويعطوك رفض ويدفعوك يحطوك في الحبس من غير أي سبب وطبعا عانيت فيها هلبة قعدت فيها دولت فيها كنت في مالطا دولة مالطا خشيت 2019 بلدي غادرتها 2013 خشيت ليبيا 6 سنين ليبيا وبعدين خشيت مالطا 2019 طبعا طلعت من ليبيا 4 أيام في البحر خشيت مالطا قعدت 4 سنين ومن مالطا خشيت ايطاليا 3 أيام هسا عندي لماذا غادرت بلدك بسبب المشاكل ما هو هدفك هدفي ان اوصل لانجلند اقدم طلب اللجوء ولجوئي ويقبلوا لجوئي ونعيش بامان تقدم لي الحماية الكافية الكاملة هل قدمت طلب لجوء في اي بلد من قبل نعم يس قدمت طلب لجوء في مالطا هل حاولت ان تعبر الحدود يس حاولت مرة من ايطاليا الى فرنسا ورجعوني هل لديك إيقافك؟ هل تم إيقافك عند الحدود؟ نعم يس، تم إيقافي في حدود فرنسا قبل الشرطة الفرنسية. كيف تمت معاملتك قبل الشرطة أو كيف مكان الاعتقال؟ والله معاملة ليس سيئة للدرجة يعني معاملة ما سيئة، مش سيئة. هل كان رجال الشرطة عنيفين معك؟ ما هو نوع العنف الذي؟ لا ما كانوا عنيفين، كانوا لطيفين معنا. استخدموا، ما هو رأيك بأوروبا؟ والله رأيي بأوروبا أن مش كلها نعطي الرأي فيها، ما بعض من الدول، بعض الدول يعني بعض الدول مش يعني بعين اعتبار مش كويسات، معاملتهم سيئة. That's all.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
So do you want to explain again?
Explain like when I was in Malta or
yes,
or here?
Both.
When I was in Malta, it's 2019. So I stay in the camp, you know camp?
Yes.
I stay maybe first they put me in the camp, I can't go outside, like prison.
Yeah.
Like prison, I stay there 3 months. So after I go outside, I go another camp. I stay maybe 1 month. So after the people, the camp is full people, maybe 2,500 people. It's too much.
Yes.
So I was in that time, I was sick. I was sick. So the people, they make problem in the camp. They make fire like this. So when the police come, police arrest me, police. Maltese police, they arrest me. They put me in the prison 19 months. 19 months. It's crazy.
It is.
But I didn't do anything because it's too much people and I was sick. So 19 months for nothing, I stay in the prison for nothing. So after 19 months, I go outside. They make a bell, you know bell? I pay money, I go outside, okay. You know? What's called English that?
I don't know.
So I go outside, when I go outside, I I sign every day in the police station. And I go, after one month, I go court, I come, I sign every day. And they don't want me to go, you know? They make like I make problem, but I don't make problem. It's not me. There is a lot of people. But for nothing I go court. I am work. I pay rent. It's too much. They make too much problem for me. Mm-hmm. That's why I come to Italy. So I go France. Then after I go England, because Maltese people, for nothing, they put you in prison. So 19 months is not easy to stay in the prison. And I have only 1 month outside. Only 1 month. The freedom, only 1 month. How you can make problem? You stay only 1 month freedom, only 1 month. How you can make problem? You cannot make problem. So like this, I come here. So I want to go England to my brother. So I change my life there. Mm-hmm. Because there is too much I don't like to stay there. That's all.
And about the situation here in Italy, you want to tell again?
In Italy, before I want to stay in Italy, but when I come here, I see people like this in the street. I can't stay like this. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't sleep in the street outside.
Yeah.
I can't. Before I want to stay here, but when I see the people like this, I can't stay like this.
You told me before that it's dangerous to sleep here. Can you explain?
Very, very dangerous. You can come sick, you can die here, you can happen to you anything. Anything can happen to you here. Here is very dangerous. You can come sick. But they see people, but they don't do nothing.
You mean politicians?
Yes, the Italian people.
Yeah.
They see them. But they don't do nothing. Why?
No.
I don't know why. But this place, you can't leave someone sleep there. You can't.
Mm.
For me, I can't leave someone sleep there if I can help him.
Mm-hmm.
But even me, I want to someone help me. So I can't help them.
Yeah,
that's
all. And before we recorded, you said there's too much racist people in Malta.
Yes, too much. Too much racist. It's not too much. I think all they are racist.
Yes.
All the time they call black. And when you go something like office or you do something like about your paper, your interview, your things. They didn't help you. I try many times. I work by work permit, I pay tax, I do everything. But when I go office, they tell me go there. They didn't help you, you know. If they help me, I didn't come here, but they didn't help you. That's why I come here. But they already give me reject, and if someone give you reject, so that means he don't want you to stay in his country. So I come here. Even here is I think it's not good. But life is like that. All black people, they are life like that. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go. Everywhere they are life like that. So I can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change it. If I can, I change my life, but even my life I can't change it. So nothing I can do. Even you talk or you cry or you do anything, I think you can't find someone to help you. Never. There is no people to help people, no.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think I asked already about the border. You don't want to talk about that, right?
No. It's the same. You go there, they take you back, and you try again.
Mm-hmm.
So you try, one day you go.
Yeah.
Life is like this, like that.
To try again and try.
You try.
Yes.
That's all.